In the last unit, we went over our data science process, and then we took a look at the data science platform, the Cortana Intelligence Suite. And as we went through that, we went through a business case that was part of our understanding and our planning. And as we began to lay this out, we started thinking about, well, they were talking about a lot of data and a few other things. And perhaps they told us, I don't know, perhaps they told us that they have some folks on hand with Hadoop experience. And so those two things together led us to believe that at least part of the solution needed to involve HD Insight. And we'll talk about why that's true here in just a minute. In fact, let's go ahead and get started on that. What is HD Insight? Well, HD Insight is Microsoft's implementation with a partnership with Hortonworks into the Hadoop Apache product. And this allows us to do things like be able to check back into the Apache product, but also allow us to use things like Azure Storage as the storage layer. Now that leaves us with a lot of opportunity to really make the platform sort of grow. Let's talk about what Hadoop is first. It's actually an ecosystem of components. It's not just one thing. It's actually another platform in and of itself. There are three main components. There's MapReduce, HDFS, and Yarn. So let me explain what that really is. HDFS is sort of it's the Hadoop distributed file system, and it's a distributed way of putting data in lots of places, talking to one node, and saying, I need to store some data, and it handles where that goes and knows where it went. Think of the post office, and you go and you give the postal worker a little package, and they wander back to the shelves and do some stuff, and then you don't know where it goes from there. And that's kind of what programming does. So it doesn't have to worry about scaling out the data layer. Then on top of that is something called MapReduce, and this is a function that is actually coordinated with Yarn, yet another resource node, I think is what that stands for. But the MapReduce, what it does is it spreads out the processing as well. So assume I've moved the data all over. Now when I want to calculate something against that data or aggregate it or do some kind of work across all of it, I can simply hand the Yarn fabric, I can say, I need to add all the numbers, and it will send the computation over all of that storage, do the work, and then come back in a central location, mapping and reducing. And that's sort of the way that works. The point is, this is all about scale. This all has to do with how large you can scale something. With those two things in set up, you can now put all kinds of things on top of it because the storage and the processing is sort of handled. Now you can just say, gee, I'd love to have a graphical, or rather a graph-based database over the top of that, and you can do that, and so on. So these other projects, by the way, are called the Zoo. Hadoop is actually named for a stuffed toy. It was by an engineer at Yahoo who read a paper by Google, and on it all goes, and now it's at Microsoft as well. So it all comes around. So let's take a look at what Hadoop is and then what HD Insight lays on top of that. Well, we've already talked about HDFS and MapReduce and Yarn. So that's the core part of Hadoop. On top of that, Hadoop has laid some data processing on it. The two that you'll see most often are Pig and Hive. Hive is a query language that makes the system look a little like a relational database, and it has a very SQL-like language. It's not an SQL database, but it makes it look similar to that. It actually rewrites what you type into a lower level job, and the lower level job actually does the work, comes back and makes it look once again like it's a relational database. It's not meant to be interactive. It's meant to be more batch oriented because it works with a lot of data. So it's a little slow with small sets of data, but if the data gets larger, it's not that much slower. And so it outperforms some larger database systems because of the scale it can go to. You've also got HBase, Storm, Uzi, and a few of these other projects, part of the Zoo that you can have. Now what Microsoft has done is not only allowed the Hadoop fabric to run on Azure. So now it's a service. You simply click a button and it builds everything for you. That's one thing. but we've added in some things like providers for C# and F#, and we also work with the Parallel Data Warehouse and the Polybase system and so on. In fact, you can even write Hive queries from Excel. So the world's largest database meets the world's smallest database, I guess, in that instance. And then there are ways to get data in and out. One of the most common ones is called Scoop, and it allows you to get data in and out of a relational database management system like SQL Server. Now, what we've also done is put some other things over the top of this. We have Spark, which is actually a project that's open source, and the Spark R has the Microsoft R in it. So now you can do large-scale R processing as well. We also have machine learning built in there. That's, again, an open-source project called Mahout, and it will walk across these same data. So in building all this together in this zoo, you have a very powerful platform to do the work. Now, the client told us we have a lot of data, we have this, we have that, and we have people who are familiar with Hadoop. So we're going to sort of pick this as our solution to solve their problem for customer churn. We need to use this to take all that tons of data that they're going to bring in, and we'll break that down into something that machine learning can use to generate the features and the labels that we need to train machine learning. You wouldn't try to train machine learning over millions and millions of rows of data normally. What you would normally do is you would break that down so that the machine learning algorithms would run quicker, although Mahout will do that for you as well. Now, there's three ways that we can deploy this, and we'll talk about deploying it in the next unit, but you have a virtual machine. You could build a virtual machine and install Hadoop or the HD Insight sandbox on that. We have it as a service to where it's always running, and then what we're going to do is use the on-demand features. And the on-demand features say, when I need this, stand it up, run it. When it's done, turn it off, but I want to keep the data. Speaking of the data, we'll use Azure Storage for our data, but it could also use the data lake, the big store it. We could use that for our storage as well because it's got the big data sizes it can deal with. And then Azure SQL Database will store the metadata, and you can see some of the features that are available here. Okay, I think that's enough discussion about what Hadoop is. You've got some reading to do in your study references this week. Some tests, and we're going to be starting into some labs here very shortly.